So hi, grand rising to everybody this morning here in Colombia. It's so beautiful. The sun is shining. So anyway, I'm mind hacking already. Welcome to parchesyou.com. And thinking about currency and energetics, I've been learning quite a lot, especially over the last 4 years, walking this sacred path of sacred sexuality and understanding Samael's work and the occult and everything that goes with it. Buddha's work, mind, body and spirit. I am not my body, but I am. So anyway, welcome back to the body, because the body is your money. It's your mother. It's where you came from. And we're connected to nature. When I look around, how are we connected? Because I'm watching it. And it's watching me. Basically, that's it. And from there, wow, energy starts to happen. Many different fields, all at once. All these emotions happening all at once, all over the world, with a bunch of people, hundreds of billions of people. So, money. I was looking at nature, as I always do, and I'm out here enjoying what a Virgo loves to do, and that is observe nature. Empirical data. Observation. And the experience at the same time. So anyway, I was thinking about the saying, money doesn't grow on trees. And when I thought, when I first had that thought, I actually thought the saying was, money does grow on trees. And I know that as a child because I ate a lot of fruit, climbed a lot of trees, lived in a lot of trees and played in a lot of trees, played in the woods, a wild child, the divine child of Virgo. So anyway, so I knew that money does grow on trees because I could see that same fruit in a supermarket and people were buying it, paying for it. Whereas me, I was getting it for free. And so when I looked up the saying, it said, money doesn't grow on trees. And I said, okay, so what does this all mean? And let's have a look at the first one. The idiom, money doesn't grow on trees, means that money is a limited resource that requires effort and work to obtain and therefore should be used wisely and spent extravagantly. Ooh, of course, because nature is abundant. So that is an explanation, I guess, of foregoing to the store and paying for it. Yeah. But was it really an effort? Well, no, because nature drops it. And the effort is that I had to go back into the backyard, climb a tree, or just look on the ground and pick a piece of fruit. Whereas if I didn't have that tree in my backyard, I would have to drive to the store. Now, how much energy does that require? One, for me to get out. Two, for me to drive. Three, to drive the car. And don't forget about the fuel energy that you've got to put into that vehicle and the mileage. And so, and then you've got to get to the store. And then you've got to go shop in the store. And then you've got to buy. And then you've got to drive back. A man, seriously? Wow. Well, Starbucks, you should be giving away your coffee for free, man. Oh, holy shit. So anyway, all that energy is not required. So to be sovereign is where you preserve. Exactly, you preserve your energy because you only have to walk out a few feet to access your whole shopping environment right here on your piece of land. So I grew up with lots of trees and lots of vegetable patches and very resourceful family. And so I love nature and I love beautiful flowers, but I like flowers that create medicina. And everything in the garden is medicine. It's all has a purpose. It just hasn't been discovered yet because you got to have a Virgo attention to detail. You got to find the smallest little, tiniest little flower in this grass and want to know, what is that? And be mesmerized by it. So a lot of stuff has not been documented. Money grows on trees. I look here and I've got hibiscus everywhere. I've been making jam, and then I've got all these other flowers, and I've got the mother's tongue, the snake's flower, and rose bushes, and all sorts of flowers that I have yet to discover for everybody, because I don't think they're documented, a lot of them, because I can't find them. And it's time for the university to do that. So here I'm looking at the tree, and it's Mother Nature. She loves, you know, she's a woman, right? Essence of a divine goddess. And so she always wants to look a beautiful. Now, I'm not saying that these dead branches on the tree and the dry leaves amongst the green are an abstraction, but they kind of are, because, you know, it's like walking out with, I don't know, toilet paper hanging from your dress. It just doesn't belong right now. And so, yeah, we can prune the trees and make Pachamama always look beautiful. And we can, you know, give her haircuts everywhere and make, shape her into such beautiful designs, like hedges, or, you know, a little bit wild. We can be the hairdresser for the garden. And all the flowers are edible and ornamental, and you have flowers every day and tables all over the house, and eat beautiful salads and drink, you know, great juices, and it's just magnificent. So we're happy to say that EFTs are all here, right in your backyard. And you just got to be creative. Are you a botanist, or are you an artist? You want to sculpt, you know, the hedges instead of, you know, clay if you don't have it available. And just use your gifts and talents in so many different ways. You know, they're transferable. And it's for us to discover, how can I use this and that, and what can I do with it? And let your mind wander what it can create. But the feeling is, you know, to be able to touch a plant, they all feel so different. And to be able to see it with your eyes and then be able to touch it, wow. Welcome to sacred sexuality. So yeah, if you cannot commune with nature and feel bliss from her touch like you would touch a beloved, and then you need to come back and do some traveling with us, using the medicine to discover the feeling. Because after Buddha, remember, Krishna came. And Krishna said, hey, we need to have sex. Because we got to get back into the body and integrate. And so here we are in the Aquarian age, working with Samael's work. And he says that you must be a fully integrated soul. Mother, Father, God. So we came to parent. And so we all came to be the mother, the caretaker. And it's just a translation here on earth, being human, man, woman, you know, combined together, you are whole, looking after the Garden of Eden. But how beautiful it is. I just picked up a lemon. That's money that's grown on trees. Well, you know, it drops. So it is dualistic, let's say. And so there's another example. Let's go to another example. Oh, limited resources. The phrase emphasizes that money isn't readily available or easily acquired, unlike something that grows naturally. Well, there you go. Perfect. And this lemon has got a great explanation. So, welcome to PatriotsU.com. Welcome to the Vision Quest, a spiritual one, of course. And that's what we've come for, is to reconnect to the Divine Mother, the Cosmic Mother, in mind, in the body, and the spirit of ayahuasca, of course, and all the other medicines that are a part of the family, remember? Mushrooms are the niños, the children. They belong with the family too. Santa Maria is the mother. She belongs with grandmother Aya. Yahe, grandfather. Great-grandfather Tabaco. Wow, there's many of them in the family of the Garden of Eden. We just forgot about them. That's our familiar here. That's our grounding to the earth and our conduit to the stars. So welcome, star children. I hope this message serves you well. We are all star children. We've come in different ages, stages, because we are the new sages of the world. Welcome to the Gnostic University of Philanthropy worldwide. We're all universities who believe that we are here for only one thing, and that is to serve the Mother in love, the divine goddess within us, the great spirit that allows you to create, mold things with your hands in your mind. So down the rabbit hole we start, celebrating Christ consciousness. And you were picking up taglines. Moving forward as one stream, one consciousness, one evolution, or one blade of grass. Amen. Welcome to purchaseyou.com.